This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. Wild fans get a chance to see their team tonight in St. Paul hosting Chicago. Just about a week left before the Olympic break, and they're cramming a bunch of games in. As for tonight, Minnesota star forward Matt Boldy says the Blackhawks will provide a challenge.
They're a very talented team. I think, Bedard being out for a while too definitely had a little bit of an impact on their team. And now that he's back and going, I think, changes their team and their lineup a lot. So, they're a great team. They play fast, very offensive, can score in all different ways. So they're definitely not an easy matchup, and you come in and be ready to go versus them.
Minnesota beat Chicago in overtime in the Windy City back in November 4-3. The puck will drop tonight at 7 at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Twin spring training starts in just more than 2 weeks in Fort Myers. New manager Derek Shelton says he has faith with the new ownership structure that it will be good for the team.
They were working through clarity on that side. But the one thing I will say from the day that I started the interview process, and I think I said in my press conference I interviewed with Joe, the transparency has been elite. Everything that we've talked about, whether it's been with Joe, whether it's been with Tom, whether it's been with Derek, on the business side, how we're functioning our roster, upfront and transparent, and it's been extremely refreshing how much I've been involved.
And he says being involved in that is a tip of the cap to the ownership group.
Really well-run organizations, and I think this one is extremely well-run. They get all the stakeholders in the room and talk about it, and I really appreciate both with Joe and Tom that they did that.
Twins pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers on February the 12th. Positional players report on February the 16th. That will be the first full squad workout. The season opens for the Grapefruit League on February 20th when the Twins have an exhibition game against the University of Minnesota. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.